fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 6th day of February, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. We have open lines this first hour, and we'll have Leon Green the second hour. Our prepper tip of the day, and we'll be expanding on this, I want to encourage all of you to inventory your library of books, figure out what you've got, what you need, and fill in the gaps. That's your prepper tip of the day, and we're going to expand on that. As most of my regular listeners know, I've been a criminal defense investigator beginning in 1973. And as a consequence of my career, my profession, I've been in many homes of many different people, all walks of life, all economic categories, from people who are scraping by on public assistance to people who have considerable financial ability. And when I say considerable, use your imagination, quite considerable. And everybody in between. While visiting these homes, one of the things I always do is keep a sharp eye out for their bookshelves, their private library, which most of the time there is none. Typically, people's book collections would be in the, if there's a home office, in a home office, family room, living room, maybe cookbooks in the kitchen, man cave, for want of a better term. Those kinds of places is typically where you find books. And most of the time, I see no books at all. That's the majority of the time, probably, I would say, 80 or 90%. Probably 90% is probably closer. Of the remaining 10%, typically very few volumes. And then among the homes I visit, maybe 3% would be somewhat optimistic of anything that I would even consider a serious collection of books. That's the breakdown from my personal observation. It's not a scientific study. It's just my personal observation over a better part of half a century. That said, the American Library Association says that 3% of American adults have library cards. About half of them, which would be 1.5% of American adults, use their library cards for light entertainment reading. And about 1.5% use their library cards for anything that might be considered serious research, serious reading. That's according to the American Library Association. I got my first library card. I was in elementary school. I'm going to say about third grade. That sounds about right. I would have to measure it out on a map how far it was for me to walk to the library. I didn't have a bicycle back then. I was in junior high school before I had a bicycle. And it was more than a mile one way. I would occasionally get picked up and dropped off in inclement weather by my mom or my dad. I recall when I first walked into the public library how marvelous I thought this place was. I thought, well, what a great place this is. And when I got my first library card there as a second or third grader, probably third grade, I felt so adult and felt like I had this adult-like responsibility to be able to borrow books and read them and bring them back. It seemed like a lot of responsibility for me at the time, and I was very proud that I could take on that responsibility. Moving on from there, my book collection really didn't begin until after I was out of college and working as an investigator. And I eventually, in that situation, I started collecting books to have my own private personal library. The collection of books you have is certainly up to you. That's your decision, and I would not begin to challenge that. Most of us are going to have a variety of books, depending on who we are, what our interests are, what we want to learn about, what we want to have for reference books, and so forth. There's a couple of foundational books that every library can and should have. Several. Let's start with those. First of all, probably two or three different versions, translations of the Holy Bible, the Christian Holy Bible. The King James Version is a good one to have, obviously. There's other translations that use modern English. In fact, when King James ordered the translators to translate, he actually ordered them to use language that was already antiquated at that point in time. It was no longer in common usage to give the a tone to the Bible, to King James, to give a tone to the language used in the Bible, the King James Version, and an antiquated sound to it, which of course I did. These and thous and all that, that was no longer in common usage even at that point in time. But that's a good starting point, is probably two or three different translations of the King James of the Holy Bible. Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. Now this is a book. My copy isn't nearby where I can pick it up and put it on a scale, but it's several paper. It's not optional in my opinion. The Webster's Unabridged Dictionary is not optional when it comes to a private home library. Black's Law Dictionary. In this day and age, absolutely, Black's Law Dictionary is not optional. The language used in law, I should say, back up a moment here, the way language is used in law is different than common usage. What you think and believe is what a word means. When that same word is used in a legal document, it's not necessarily what you believe it to be in terms of the definition of that particular word, which is why a copy of Black's Law Dictionary is so very essential. Speaking of books, we'll be talking about this in the next hour, but part of health-related matters is Modern Essentials, the 5th edition and the 9th edition. Great books. And I urge people to have copies of those because of they certainly, between the two volumes, you'll get all the information you need. These are reference books on how and when to use doTERRA essential oils. If you're a prepper, as the term has come to be used, there's probably lots of volumes in lots of different areas that you're going to want to get books on. Gardening, obviously. Animal husbandry. Carpentry. Plumbing. Electrical work. Mechanical work. Anything and everything to do with agriculture and farming. You're going to need specific books for specific pieces of equipment, for example. If you have a Kubota tractor, you're going to want the repair manual for the Kubota tractor. You have a Ford pickup truck, you're going to want to have the repair manual, the shop manual for that specific year and model of pickup truck. Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Toyota, doesn't matter. Lots of books. Now, some books are so important that I go an extra step in terms of making sure that they're safe and secure. The Special Forces field manual that I used to sell on my website that I no longer sell because the distributor, the publisher, has gone out of business. The book on wilderness survival, 6 ways in, 12 ways out. Professor McKinney's book on surviving Planet X. And, of course, the Bible. Those four volumes, I take the extra precaution of sealing them, vacuum packing them in plastic vacuum-packed bags using these. They're sold in every big box store in the country, these devices that will allow you to seal up anything you put in there in a vacuum-sealed bag. And I do not one, but two. So I'll vacuum pack book and vacuum pack it inside a second bag. My personal experience has been about a 10% failure rate on these vacuum pack bags for somehow, some way, the seal gets broken. So we got a caller on hold here. We got Steve in Iowa. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I just wonder if you're taking general questions about a certain author by the name of Stan Dale. Are you familiar with his work?
Stan and I know each other, and his wife Holly has written one of the best books on preparedness titled Dare to Prepare. Yes, I know Stan, and he knows me. What about him?
Okay, a couple, let's see, last week I believe it was, he was on George Norrie's program. And talking about his contacts in the intelligence community, et cetera, et cetera. And he was saying how he has very highly knowledgeable proof, or knowledge, period, that we're going to be in a war with Korea, Russia, and China in the vicinity of 1 March.
Well, that's only 3 weeks away. And we shall see. The 100-year-old goal, and we'll be talking more about this the second hour tomorrow, Steve, and it may be a better time to call in that because Jeff Nyquist will be on, and I regard Jeff as an expert in this particular area. But Sandeo is not the only person warning us about war with the communist powers. I don't know. I don't have any specific information about what's going to happen in 3 weeks, but the springtime is certainly the time to start a war because weather is always an issue when you're going to war, and the generals want better weather to fight their war. So that would be the 1st of March, and much of the United States is the beginning of springtime and good weather. So that would make sense. Anything else, Steve?
Yeah, get your M14 ready and get your reloads done.
Well, my M14's always ready, and all my brass is loaded, so I'm good to go, Steve.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I've known Stan for I don't know how many years. I've interviewed him on my show a number of times. I've interviewed his wife on my show, Holly. Holly's book, by the way, you should add it. If you don't have Holly's book in your library, you need it. Dare to Prepare. Get the most. I don't know what the most recent volume is, but get the most recent volume. It's really an encyclopedia of preparedness, where she covers dozens of different topics, devoting a page or 2 pages or 3 pages, enough to give you a pretty good grip on whatever the topic might be. It won't be exhaustive, but it'll be a pretty good grip on whatever topics she covers in her book, Dare to Prepare. And Steve, thank you for the call. I wasn't aware of Stan's information. Stan has a lot of connections. He and Steve Quayle have worked together on quite a few projects over the years. And it's a small club. Myself, Steve Quayle, Stan Deo, Holly, Dave Hodges, Paul Martin, we all know each other. Yeah, you're at this as long as we've been at it. Of course we know each other. And I'm not going to make any dramatic changes in what I'm doing for the 1st of March. If the war starts, I will deal with it. If it doesn't, I'll keep my motorcycle polished up and go for a ride. I mean, that's my attitude. There's nothing I need to do to get ready for World War III. I've done everything humanly possible within my abilities. If you don't find yourself in that situation, well, maybe you need to make some changes. Right now, I'm talking about a library. Now, at the moment, getting your hands on books is relatively easy. I'll talk about some ways to get books inexpensively before the break here. For years, pretty much every public library I walk into has a sale table where you can buy books that they no longer want to inventory, magazines, books, magazines, DVDs, CDs, and so forth at deep, deep discounts. I mean really deep discounts. And of course the inventory changes all the time. And that's a great place to find books that will fill in gaps in your library. There's different things called book fairs and similar type events where I've been some of these big ones, and they can be massive. There'll be tens of thousands of books. What I've noticed is towards the end of these book fairs, and sometimes other times, you can buy a whole bag of books for $1, for example. Once again, great places to, if you want to get your best choices, get there early. If you're looking for specific reference books, for example, maybe a good place to pick up a complete set of encyclopedias, for example. Craigslist would be a great place to check out books where people are moving, downsizing, they want to get rid of books, and they're prepared to give them away just to get them out the door. Flea markets, same thing. Now, typically, the pickings at flea markets are going to be not the best choice, but you don't know. If you've got the time and you go to a flea market on a Saturday morning, you just might find that one or two little gems that you've been wanting to get into your private library. Just might. Let's not forget Tim Spencer's flash drive with more than 1,500 books and publications on it. It's quite exhaustive. I think it's $50, shipping included to American zip codes. He's got the complete inventory. Index of all these publications at his website at ruralsurvival.info. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at
we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of February. A couple of minutes ago, you heard the advertisement for the Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas, Texas. I will be the keynote speaker there. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, click on the Hear the Watchman banner, you can use a promotion code to get $20 off your tickets or 20% off the live stream if you can't make it to Dallas. So there's a little savings there. If you register through my website, click on that banner and register through my website using the promo code that's given there. Okay, we're taking questions, calls, and comments. The topic this hour is books. Books, books, books. My kid brother, he started a book business selling books three or four years ago. Maybe five, I don't know. Most of his adult life, he was a contractor doing high-end remodeling in very upscale homes in Metro St. Louis. The 2008 crash killed that business pretty effectively. It's coming back, but he's moved on with his life. And he's got, I don't know how many hundreds of books, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 books that he sells, has listed on Amazon for sale. And it's not all his income. He has another business he runs, a metal recycling business, but it's a good little source of income for him. And the reason I mention it is, quite frankly, most of you could do this yourself if you chose to. I mean, it's really, you need storage space for the books. You need an Amazon seller's account. You need a digital camera, obviously. And, and of course the books, your inventory. There's a program he used. I don't know the name of it. There's a program that can be put on a smartphone that you can scan the barcode on a book and find out where it stands in on Amazon for sales. That could be. I know he used it all the time when he goes to these book fairs and so place to determine which books are worth his time for his business and which are not. So that's kind of a side note. You will find, at least for myself and many people who are book lovers, it's almost an emotional attachment to the books that you love the content of the books. You cherish having it there ready for you whenever you need to pick it up as a reference book. I know that's my feeling towards my books, especially my reference books, that I do cherish them and I want to safeguard them, make sure that I always have them handy whenever I need them. And if you're not a book lover, I think if you start building your own private personal library, you may quickly come to the same feeling about your books as I have about mine over the decades. It's a good feeling knowing that you own it, that you have this knowledge, that it can't be taken away from you. It's just a really good feeling. And I also love my Kindle. I've got two working Kindles now. One I thought was broken and turned out to just need to get the battery recharged. But I love my Kindles, and I think the. Or if you don't have a Kindle and you're thinking about getting one, if you're getting it mainly for reading books, listen carefully. Do not get the Kindle Fire. That's the one with the backlit full-color screen, just like a computer. The backlit full-color screen. The original Kindle is not a backlit screen. So it's like reading ink on paper, and you can do it for hours at a time without getting your eyes tired out. Where these computer screens, backlit screens, which the Kindle Fire is a backlit screen, it will tire your eyes just like looking at a computer screen over hours and hours. So that's a word of caution. They're neat little devices. The Kindle Fire is basically a tablet that you can access the internet on, but. I stick with the original version of the Kindle, which does not have a backlit screen. And I think my Kindle can hold something like, was it 3,000 or 3,500 books? It's an amazing device. I recall a friend of mine, this would have been back in the, I guess the early to mid-90s, somewhere around maybe 1994, 1995. He says, John, there's this new device. It's about the size of a novel. Which is what 6x8 by an inch thick, and you can, it's electronic, and download a book on it, and when you're finished with it, you can get rid of it and download another one. That's that was never marketed to the public, but he was aware of what was going on in the industry, and at the time it seemed like magic that you could even consider doing such a thing. Now it's just routine. We got a caller on hold. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there before, well, get ready. There's a lot there, an awful lot. You can spend a lot of time at my website. Lots of things to learn, things that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, possibly make you sad, possibly make you angry. One of the more recent things I've got there is a speech by Master Sergeant Roy Benavides, former Green Beret. I got to have lunch with Roy back when he was giving a speech in St. Louis, and he was suffering. The wounds that he suffered during the episode of the battle where he eventually was awarded the Medal of Honor affected him dramatically, adversely, the rest of his life. His body couldn't control his temperature. So we were sitting in a restaurant where it was 72 degrees, and he was sweating profusely. But he was a tough guy, one of the toughest men I've ever known, there was no outward signs in his facial expressions or his demeanor of how very uncomfortable he was. You know, I was very privileged to shake his hand and have lunch with him that day. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that packs them up.
I take them to the country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, and put them on a counter, and they go out priority mail. When you buy a mattress pad to go with the energy cleaner, same thing. I'm the guy that packs them up. In fact, I'm the guy that takes a factory-made fitted mattress pad, and I personally reconfigure it here in my home workshop to make it compatible with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Were you worried if it'll work? Well, hey, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. That's what I do for me, do personally. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads vary in price by the size. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you need to send me a check, you can do that. My address is right there at my website. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have a couple of calls on hold. First, we go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. A couple things. With respect to trying to read material off a lighted screen, I think, I don't know how everybody responds to that, but if I try that in a dimly lit room, it's like somebody scooping out my eyeballs with spoons. I just don't get that. Now they've got these drops you can put in your eye that are supposed to screen out blue light. I don't even want to know what is in that. I don't think I want liquid in my eyes that is like liquid sunglasses. That sounds like it's self-defeating.
I never heard of such a thing. Yeah, you can keep that. I'm not going to sign up for that at all. Go ahead, Rick.
No, you're going to wind up looking like one of those black-eyed children they keep drawing pictures of. With respect to books, I would imagine at some point what will happen, if the Internet ever goes south, you're going to wind up being forced to read books or have someone read them to you. I would like to suggest the Harvard Classics. It's along the lines, perhaps, of Tim Spencer's flash drive. It's got supposedly all the privileged major works that are important for people to read, and it would probably take you a couple world wars to get through that. With respect to war, by the way, it does seem that every time we have a currency war or a currency collapse, we have a shooting war, and I don't know if anybody's noticed that the Dow, I'm not a numbers guy, but the Dow dropped 666 points on Friday. I don't know if that's a coincidence or somebody is trying to send some sort of a cloistered message. I don't quite get that. But, of course, yesterday was the largest drop in the Dow Jones in history. There are a lot of opinions out there, of course, about what's about to happen. My youngest son is a stockbroker, and the firm's opinion is it's going to keep going all week. Whether it stops at that point, I don't know. I know that a lot of governments will get into a war to hide a failing economy. So that it's all basically right there for everybody to see. I would say, with respect to that, even if you had silver, I'm not entirely certain. Nobody really knows how that would go, so I would suggest that you look into trying to prepare yourself in some way, have a way to clean water, have some food, that kind of thing. There is one more thing, and this was with respect to the conversation you had the other day about missing insects. We have noticed in the 15 years we've been where we are a profound decline in insects, and that too, of course, with bees. And there is one thing I want to mention. I have been thinking a long time about keeping bees because it greatly augments your ability to garden. You can't really have, successful germination of, or should I say, pollinization of your fruits and things without the bees or without something like bees. there is something out there called horizontal, I think it's called horizontal hives. This is this Russian doctor who has a way of attracting local bees. Apparently hives split in the spring, and so it's not like you're really stealing anybody else's bees. But if you put these boxes, these specially designed boxes up on a tree, you have a, I think he said for every two he puts up, he gets a hive. So pretty interesting. If you want to look on the internet, he said also with the colony collapse disorder, you know, the imploding of the bee population, he thinks a lot of that has to do with people importing bees or buying bees that don't really belong in their area. So if you attract the local bees, you've got a better chance of keeping your hive. So if you want to look on the internet, I think it's under horizontal hives. If you've been interested in that kind of thing, you know, that's a way to get bees. I think a colony of bees with the queen costs about $200. So if you can get a free hive, that's a pretty good deal.
Right, right. I was visiting a friend of mine yesterday who has an organic farm, and he has two hives set up there at his place. And he gave a short talk to myself and the visitors about how the bees have been bred for a number of decades to be larger. So the thought being there would be a larger productivity of honey, but he feels that going back to the smaller bees that occur more naturally is probably going to end up with a healthier bee.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's an expensive proposition to keep buying these bees, you know, and having them mail order. A lot of people don't know this, but you know, a queen can die, or you can lose a queen, or a queen takes off. I think it's about $75 for a new queen. And you can't just put it in there either, otherwise they'll kill it immediately. They put it in a little screen tube with a candy plug in it, and by the time the bees eat the candy, they've gotten used to the pheromones of the queen. But, you know, still, if you can attract free bees, free local bees, I really am very interested in this, and I think that I might just have to give that a shot. I might get a couple boxes, see if I can get me a free hive. That would be great.
Right, right. Well, I'm looking right now at horizontalhive.com, and they've got Rockbridge, Missouri. There's a workshop coming up this coming September. I've never heard of Rockbridge, Missouri, but there's a conference, a two-day conference in September, last week in September, it looks like. And there's a number of selections here of these horizontal hives that you can choose from, and either buy the plans to build your own or buy the complete hives.
I haven't looked there, but the idea is that usually the vertical, but he's doing the horizontal thing. But there is a strange looking box with it looks like barbecue vents on it that you put up on the tree. I don't even know how much they want for that, but I can't imagine it's too bad. It looks like it's about 18 inches by 18 inches or 2 foot square or something, 2 foot cube, something like that.
Looks like about $200 for the one that goes up in the tree.
Well, dang. That takes a lot of the fun out of it. I wonder if I should just build my own.
$139. So.
Okay. That sounds like, well... Yeah.
Oh, Rick, you can afford this. I know you can afford this if you want to do it.
Yeah, the problem is by the time I sit down and build it, I'll be out $139. There's the problem.
There you go. Uh-huh.
I'm not going to get ahead on this. Well, you're right. Anyway, I got to give it a shot. I will make sure I keep you apprised. If I get a free hive, that would be be hysterical.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there. Books and so forth.
Yeah, they'll be splitting soon. Yeah, they'll want to split here in the next couple months. So, you know, you'll start to see the travelers come out one at a time, look around for flowers, and then go back and report there aren't any. So, you know, that'll start happening soon enough.
Right. Okay. I appreciate you.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Next we go to Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Just read an article. They're having a drought in Johannesburg, South Africa. They're rationing 13 gallons a day, and they're talking about shutting down the whole water system for lack of water.
That's right, they are. Yep, you're right. I'm aware of that.
Water. So 4,000 or 5,000 gallons of water storage is not unrealistic.
Not at all. 3,000. Not at all. Now, if you don't have your own source of water that you own and you control, storing up water is a really smart thing, isn't it, Scott?
It is. I have to haul my water, so I got storage.
All right.
A couple miles from my house to the well. Well, anyway, I got a book story.
Okay, great. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I grew up in a small area up in Colorado. My graduating class was 63 people, and that included 5 towns. Anyway, I went to an auction there of a rancher that passed away, and I bought a collection of all the president's papers from George Washington to Taft for $40.
All right.
Yeah, and it's just, there's a lot of history in there that never reported. Like one instance comes to mind right away was the government promised the chiefs protection. Well, this one Indian chief sold everything out from underneath the tribe, ran to the government, said, you had to protect me. They investigate. Thomas Jefferson had an investigation, sold it was fraud, turned the chief over to the tribe, and gave everything back to the tribe.
Well, good for him.
There's just stories like, no. Another thing is there were so many treason, trials for treason, like Northwest Territory and that expansion, that they ran out of money. They needed more money for the paid judges to try people for treason.
No kidding. Amazing.
All right.
Okay.
That water thing should get your attention because it could happen here easily. We're extremely dry right here in Arizona right now. Half an inch of snow in the last 3 months, or rain. Right. Didn't rain for 2 months.
Well, same thing.
That's
here.
All
South
I have
Central
today.
Missouri. Appreciate your call, Scott. Thank you, sir. You know, we've got a pretty severe drought here in South Central Missouri also. Agriculture in my area is two things, timber and grass-fed cattle. It has to be a very prolonged drought to adversely affect the trees. But when it comes to cattle, it gets real serious real quick. These cattlemen depend on harvesting hay, 2 cuttings a season to have a normal year for themselves. 1 cutting, they're in trouble. They end up buying hay. 3 cuttings, they're just as happy as can be, which happens about once every 5 years or so. They get 3 cuttings of hay in 1 year. So we shall see. These guys are tough. They're cowboys. Sometimes they ride horses. Usually they're riding a pickup truck or a flatbed truck. But these are some tough guys, and they will persevere. Getting back to books, if you're a prepper, you're going to have, or should have, I should say, a pretty extensive private library. All the things that you think you might need in the future. If you're a homeschooler, that's going to be dramatically more books to educate the youngsters from kindergarten through high school graduation and beyond. You need specialized books to educate youngsters. And don't forget entertainment. Even during a war or combat, there's going to be downtime where you need to have some R&R. And reading a book can be portable. You can have it out in the field with you. And when you're not on guard duty and have all your chores done, you can take out that book and have a little bit of relaxation and entertainment for yourself. Very portable, doesn't take any batteries. If it falls down, it won't break. And don't forget entertainment. And that's going to be novels, magazines, all kind. You know, that kind of thing is what you're going to have for entertainment. And here at my place, we have both. We have hundreds and hundreds of novels. We have hundreds of technical manuals, books dealing with medicine, a very, very extensive library on medicine and dental and nutrition, a lot of volumes on gardening, animal husbandry, ham radio, automotive and diesel mechanics, a lot of things, military manuals. That's where Tim Spencer's flash drive comes in. Lots of military manuals. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't...
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of February. Yeah, we talked about books this hour. Books are not optional, in my opinion. A comprehensive home library is something that is very useful. At some future date, it could become a matter of life and death to have that knowledge right there at your fingertips. What's that old saying? Knowledge is power. Well, it is. And that's where a good reference library comes in, is to have that knowledge so you can have the ability, have the power to do what needs to be done because you have that knowledge. So, words of the wise, start your private library if you don't have one. If you do have one, just make sure it's up to speed. We got our last caller this hour. We got Bob.
Hey.
In Michigan. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good morning, John. I just want to bring your attention and the people out there to a real valuable resource in Michigan. It's called John King Books. All right, and it's at www.rarebooklink.com.
Rarebooklink.com. All right.
Yes, and what's pardon me?
Go ahead. What
this
makes
is four, yeah. four. This is four stories or four floors of books. They've got so many books that they're stacking them. They're using cinder blocks or cement blocks, stood on end with 2x12s in between, and piling them. I mean, this place is just phenomenal. It's so full of books, and they're cheap. And I don't mean in quality. I mean they've got books in there that are over 100 years old that are selling for 50 and 75 cents. It's just amazing.
Right. I'm at their website right now, and they have a search box where you can search, assume everything is cataloged and in their database.
The gal at the front desk has got a book that's got to be 6 inches thick, and it's got everything in it. I mean, whenever they sell something, they draw a line through it. But it's just and it's written like in biblical style text. It's real small text.
It's just
an amazing. You could spend a week down there and still have places to go and things. And it's arranged in like floor one is geography, floor two is politics, floor three is military, fourth floor is something else. I mean, and it's very very well set up.
Okay. So, well, you don't have to go searching all over the place to find what you want. You go right to that area.
And they ship UPS all over the United States. I think they even ship out of the country. I'm not sure about that, but it's definitely a worthwhile look for people that are trying to build a library. I've gotten some really, really old books out of there for just dirt cheap, $2, $3, stuff like that. So, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. That's a great heads up. Thanks for the call, Bob.
Thanks,
we appreciate
buddy.
It. All right. And that website is rarebooklink.com, rarebooklink.com. Established 1965, there in Detroit, Michigan. Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Leon Green. We're going to talk about doTERRA essential oils. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.